Dear listeners, this podcast is created by the Linguistov team.
Order a free English lesson with us at www.linguistov.ru.
And if you want to share your opinion and ideas regarding our discussions, you can email us at info@linguistov.ru. I'm happy to hear you. How are you?
I'm very happy to hear you again. Yeah,
again. Yeah,
such
been a long time.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
we actually just recorded the first part of the podcast, but yeah. it we thought we recorded it, but we did not. So we are repeating our emotions. How have you been?
All right. It's pretty much the same.
Yeah?
Yeah, I started going to Chinese classes.
Oh my god. Chinese.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
What triggered it? What made you go to Chinese classes?
I don't know. I thought that it was sort of a challenge for me.
A challenge for you. Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you start
difficult.
Going to Japanese classes instead?
I don't think that we have Japanese classes here.
But what if we did? Would you rather go to Japanese classes instead of Chinese?
No, I think that I would go still to Chinese classes.
Why?
I think that
China is going to conquer the world?
No, it's not because of that. It's
for reasons?
Because I don't think that I'm planning to use it for work purposes. It's just for myself.
Are you planning to use it for
what?
Traveling
to
purposes?
To conquer the world? Yeah, I don't know. I don't really feel any... Maybe in future I will have some kind of a wish to go to China.
And assimilate.
No.
I have a Chinese symbol on my neck. Will you read it for me?
Okay.
will you prove what it means?
Okay, but I think that it has already been proven.
Yeah, but it never hurts reproving it.
Okay.
Just to make sure, you know, I just feel pleased when somebody can read my neck.
The interesting thing about Chinese language is that you can't use your own name.
No?
If you use your own name, it sounds really, really strange.
What's your name in Chinese?
I haven't yet chosen. It's very interesting because you can choose any name. Like, for example, Flying Dragon or Great Mountain.
So they name their children like Flying Dragon?
I think that it's just for the foreigners because you can choose whatever name you want. But as far as I know, not many people use their own, their real names in Chinese language. So you can choose...
Because you can't pronounce it in Chinese?
Yes, because it's very difficult. Usually Chinese names consist of two or three symbols.
Can you simply go by the nickname of Lily of the Water or Water Lily?
I was thinking about it. I just don't know how to say it yet in Chinese. I think that I found it somewhere, but it's something like Ling Long. I think that the most difficult sound there is R. R. So it's some kind of... It's not even R. It's not Z. It's not Sh. It's something in between. And it's R. R.
Okay.
Like
a bit of Chinese for our listeners. Okay. So keep on learning.
Yeah.
China is going to conquer the world, like I said. So, have you watched the opening ceremony of the Olympics?
Yes, I have.
Oh, you did. Oh, you have. So,
so are we going to discuss everything in the same order?
Why not?
Is this the plan?
It's the most important event.
Yes.
So we have to repeat the discussion. So what do you think about it? Did you like it? Did you feel patriotic about Russia?
I have mixed feelings about the ceremony. Oh, first of all, yes, I liked the ceremony. It was really beautiful, the way it was done, you know, all the hard work that they put into it. But I think that the theme itself, you know, the subtext behind everything, sort of made for, in order to please Putin, because it was quite romantic, showed really romantic side of our history. I didn't see any idea behind it except for praising Russia and this country, which is good in one hand, but I think that there are limits to everything. I personally like ceremony in London, where there was the idea of unification.
As for me, I did not like the opening ceremony of the Sochi Olympic Games. Because, first of all, for that much money that they spent on preparation, they could have done it simpler and better. Mm-hmm. Even in Vancouver, the ceremony was much simpler, but it had some emphasis and it was simple, but it looked good. So, and here, too many things, I think. The attention was distracted by something secondary. Yeah? I mean, there wasn't main focus. So that's what I didn't like. Then a lot of faults, and what really upset me was the performing band, which was Tattoo on the realms of this gay propaganda law. I think it was absolutely not logical to invite these fake lesbians to open the ceremony of the Olympic Games. So, and I think that was just some kind of a hypocrisy. They just wanted to please the foreign visitors, to say that we do have the equal rights and things like that, but it was just something on the surface, not inside the mm-hmm. surface. And by the way, they are not even popular today. They found them somewhere from the dust. So they could have invited somebody more popular, some fresh blood.
Even if, for example, there were some faults, I don't think that there is any place for that much hate. Because if you open...
I don't show much hatred. I'm just saying that for that much money. And, you know, did you know that these Olympic Games are the most expensive in history? They spent $50 million for the preparation. And, for example, in Vancouver, there was only $8 million spent. Too much money. But the result is not that huge. It's not that impressive. That's what I'm talking about. Well, of course, well... It's not that bad. It wasn't that bad. But maybe I'm criticizing them too much anyway.
I think that we have to look not at the political side of all this thing, but at the achievements of people. One of the most important parts of the Olympic Games is Paralympic Games. So it really shows that there are no excuses when you watch Paralympic Games. It's just, yeah, it sometimes wakes you up.
So, yes. I liked when during the opening ceremony they announced the country and the representatives of the country appear. Yeah, and in some countries there was just one representative.
I just
but very proud.
Yes, from Pakistan there was a guy. He really was just alone.
He came to Russia.
Yeah,
we do exist.
That's right. So his name is Mohammed Karim. And he was the only Pakistani participant. And I read that And he learned to ski on homemade wooden planks because he didn't have any other equipment.
Yesterday, I was I was not watching the competition. My dad was, but I happened to watch the end of the competition, and there was this last lady skiing who was far behind from the rest of the sportsmen mm-hmm. and sportswomen, and the commentator was saying something like, "Well, this Nigerian lady is not a winner, obviously, but it's not winning; it's participating. What matters?" It was like, you know, a huge time lapse. So she was like far behind everybody. All the rest of the ladies were already at the finish, but she was not giving up. She was going up there, and I was just wondering, where did she learn skiing? If she was from Nigeria
and Jamaican team, yeah.
And they probably know that they would not win when they came to Russia, because mm-hmm. they're much stronger teams from Norway or from Finland, yeah. Mm-hmm. But they do have courage.
Yes, that's right. And I think that, yeah, that's something which deserves admiration.
What sports would you choose?
Any sports, like winter sports or just...
The Olympic sports.
Do you know skeleton?
Skeleton?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's really cool. I love it. My snowboarding.
My favorite one is the uncomprehensible game ever called curling. To look at these girls who are washing the floor and shouting something. And I really am sorry, but I do not understand what they are doing, but it looks so funny. They are just washing the floor. Well, anyway, my dad said that there is some logic in it. Anyway, I'll go for curling. I think I could wash the floor. So I'd, awesome, yeah. I'd go for curling.
Once I just sat and I tried to understand the rules of football, soccer.
Well, yeah? Just goal, and that's it.
No, there are rules, you see. Oh. And people even tried to explain it to me, and I still couldn't understand it.
The girls are talking about sports.
So I don't...
Rules in football.
You see? It's mind-blowing. I thought it is just running and scoring goals.
Well, you can't go. You can't go out the designated area, if I'm not mistaken.
Really?
You can't.
You can't just go out of the stadium and then come back.
Yeah, and
no?
You can't touch the ball.
Oh,
you sure. Can't touch it with your hands.
But they touch it with their heads. So other parts of the body are okay.
Heads are okay. Feet are okay, but no hands.
Wouldn't it be great if you could touch the ball only with just one part of your body?
Your butt.
Oh,
that would be a nice game, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Oh, that would be great. I think that we have to start.
To start. The game.
How would we call it? Butt.
Butter ball.
Butterball.
Let's play butterball, and now
butterball,
butt and ball.
Butt and ball.
which part of the body were you thinking of? If not the butt.
No, I saw that maybe only with one foot or
one finger.
One finger. Yeah. Oh, that would be great.
Would be quite dangerous for
people. Would, you know, they would
break fingers like stepping stones.
That's right. They would soon run out
of their fingers. So that's it. When you have no more unbroken fingers left, you have to be substituted with another.
Yes, you're gone. That's...
I have one more finger. One more finger. The participants. With largest butts would have more chances, so they would train and eat.
Oh. Okay.
The more they eat, the bigger the butt.
I think that it's mostly to do with muscles, no?
Well, it depends on the rules of the game. We haven't invented the rules yet.
But I think that people should still be able to move around the field, no?
Don't know, maybe they can... Roll around, not run around. They can roll around the field. I like skiing and snowboarding.
Yeah.
Finally, this year, snowboarding is included in the Olympic Games. I think it's all about the technique and the skill. So, but it's dangerous, of course. But it's beautiful to watch these sports and figure skating, of course.
Well, yeah.
And some stupid games never hurt nobody. So, curling. Well, I'm sorry, if there are any curling fans. I just don't understand it. So
maybe you could write to us and explain it to us.
Yeah. So what is it all about? Washing the floor.
Yeah.
Maybe there was some janitors who used to wash the floor. In hospitals or maybe in schools. Yeah.
And they decided that.
And they used to compete who's the fastest. And finally they invented this game.
Yeah.
Like, why not?
And
not participate in the Olympics? Yeah.
Right. Maybe it grew as a trend between the janitors, and then they created teams. Yeah. Yeah, they started to compete between different
schools
or hospitals or from different
then,
organizations.
City competitions.
Yeah. So. Some local competitions, then city competitions, some competition. Some country competitions, and then...
And then Olympics.
Yeah.
So who knows, maybe butterball is going to have the same success.
Oh, I think that. But so would that be just a regular ball? Small ball, big ball, like a football ball?
To know.
We can make some kind of interesting
special
shape.
A special ball, like a fluffy ball.
Fluffy ball, that's great, but it won't have any, you know, because it has to be jumpy.
Well, yeah, I agree. So then maybe it has to be a regular football ball.
Mm-hmm.
Your butt's gonna hurt if you are a goalkeeper.
Because everybody would try to, you know,
to hurt your butt.
Yeah. And I think it's going to be quite tricky
to hit the ball,
and
at the same see the ball.
Yeah, I think that maybe it would really hurt the neck because you will have to turn your neck all the time.
Maybe there'll be two guys connected. One is watching and another.
Oh, that's nice teamwork. Hitting. I like it.
So it's teamwork. Yeah.
Yeah. So one would be saying, move to the right, move to the left.
And another one would be moving. That way it would be easier and the neck wouldn't hurt that much.
Maybe the second guy shouldn't just stand there. Maybe they would just sit somewhere and, you know, say it to the person via some radio.
Yeah, maybe. We already invented the whole game. Practice and it's done.
True, yeah.
They happen like every 2 years, yeah?
Yeah, so Summer Olympics every 4 years and Winter Olympics also, yeah.
Every 4 years. So where's the next Winter Olympics going to take place?
Oh, good question. I don't know.
Okay.
There was no one from North Korea. Kim Jong-un didn't send anyone.
I guess they were too busy doing some other things.
Yeah, probably planning to destroy the world. Yeah.
Yeah.
Building rockets. I read news about it. They reported that, well, the local media in North Korea reported that North Korea sent the astronaut to space to go to the moon or to Mars, I don't remember, and come back. He went there this morning and he has already safely arrived back to Earth. So it's really funny. So, and yeah, it just turned out. Well, of course, this guy just went there, sat there for a few minutes and went out. So.
And the Olympic Games can only take place in the developed countries, right?
I guess so. Yeah.
So if they happen in Russia, it means that we are a developed country. Well, we are officially a developed country right now.
I think that we were not considered developed because of the fall of the Soviet Union.
And now we are finally developed.
Yeah, because it's sort of, we have a functioning democracy in brackets.
Yeah. Anyway, it's good to be developed.
It's good, it's true.
It feels good to be developed. My plan is to stay here for 3 weeks. I think 1 week is already passed, maybe like a week and a half. So about 2 weeks left.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it's much better here because there is at least some sunshine.
Mm-hmm.
And it's warm at home. I do not have to wear 3 sweaters. Just for working, it's a good place. In St. Petersburg, it's dark and gloomy. It's kind of depressing, you know. So,
all right, how's Lola?
She is the happiest dog ever. She finally arrived at a stress-free place called home. She eats 5 times a day. She enjoys the fresh air. No harmful chemicals destroy her paws. So she loves that. She loves this place, and she's not going back.
Really?
Well, she doesn't want to, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Have to leave her here for a while.
Oh, thank you very much for the chat.
Have a good evening. Do the same.
Lots of books and discussions at www.lingvistov.ru.